See if they start him.
That's why they got him in center field. He covers a lot of ground. And Rademacher back to Ethan Bode on the mound. It just about drops him backwards. They throw it a second. They don't. They do get the force and the throw back to first, and Rademacher safe over there.
Ooh.
Boy, Matt Schmitz came off second base really quick, and there was some discussion whether he was on the bag when he caught that.
Well, I tell you what, Shane Rademacher over there goes past first base. He makes his turn towards second, turns around, walks back, and Pat Elias noticed that was a little bit too far off the bag when Cody Akers got the ball. I think he'd had a chance to take a play on him.
Sure. So now two outs. Rademacher, the base runner, and here's Jordan Beyer. Jordan takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Rademacher safe on that fielder's choice. 1-4 on that force out.
It's really starting to smell good up here, isn't it, Randy?
And the pitch is high for a ball, and 2-0. The fried onions.
The fryers must be getting colder a little bit here now.
Yeah. You got to walk through the concession area to get up here. It's like penance. There's Jordan Beyer. He'll take a strike called, and 2-1 now. Jordan Beyer tonight, he's 0-3. Jordan Beyer had one of the best games I've ever seen an amateur player. He was 7-8 in an extra inning ball game this summer. He's swing and miss, a strike two, and 2-2. The throw back to first, and Rademacher just slides in around Pat Elias. But I made the comment on the Dick Putt Show, 7-8. For some guys, that's a career. Some guys don't even got seven hits.
That's a season. I'll tell
that's
you that.
A season for sure. Yeah. Here's a foul at the plate, and the count 2-2. And we can have fun in this manner because there's a lot of talk after ball games and after careers are over and how one would strike out a lot or how one was so slow they couldn't run the bases. Going on the play is Rademacher. They pick him off in the throw to second.
Oh, yes.
In time to get Shane Rademacher on the pickoff, and that's going to do it for the Eagles here in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 6.5 innings, it's Regal 2, El Rosa nothing. A more Region 15C baseball in 1 minute.
Want more protection for your diesel equipment? Upgrade to Maxtron Enviro Edge, full synthetic diesel engine oil from Senex. It's so advanced, it delivers up to 44% better wear protection. In fact, it's proven to extend engine life, oil drains, and mileage. And those are three bottom line benefits no fleet should pass up in today's economy.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. Make a change for the better. Try Senex Maxtron Enviro Edge in your fleet. CHS Prairie Lakes, agronomy, energy, and grain marketing.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's bucket and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Ethan Vogt's going to lead off the seventh for the El Rosa Saints. And Ethan at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. Beyer has gone the distance so far. And there's a breaking ball from Beyer. Kind of freezes Ethan at the plate. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Chris Beyer's pitch is high. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kevin Kiefler on deck. He'll be followed by Pat Elias.
Should I put a little asterisk by this, your number, Randy, for the attendance tonight?
So you can.
So
low for a ball and 3-2 now.
Just make a little grid here so I know who owes who.
Three, two, the count.
And ball four, Ethan Vogt's going to walk, leading off the seventh. All right, Don, let him have it.
Randy predicted
505.
505 people here tonight. And I said 504. We ended up with 423 paid attendance. Nice crowd.
Nice crowd, you bet.
I knew you were way off. That's why I stayed just one below you.
I was just talking to Randy Schoenberg, too. Last year, of course, with two games on Friday night, they had over 600.
Yes, they did. Yeah. I think they might even. Yeah.
Here's Chris Byers' pitch to Kevin Kiefler outside of ball 1-0. Now, we saw somebody warming up for Regal earlier. It was their draftee from Starbuck.
Colin Richards, I believe his name is.
Byer delivers, and Kiefler is hit by the pitch, and so he's going to go to first. So the Kiefler brothers both hit by pitches tonight. James hit back in the third. Now Kevin here in the seventh. And for El Rosa, this is huge, Don, because Pat Ilias comes to the plate. A sacrifice situation possibly with runners at first and second. Out to the mound comes Tim Byer, the Regal manager. And a reminder again, stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player receives a $10 certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W. And they also receive a Chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill. AJ Hadley, I don't know, he's talking to home plate umpire Johnny Garrods, and he's saying,
I think they're going to get a pinch runner in here for Ethan Bull.
So
I thought I seen somebody running out to number,
yeah, number 32.
Derek Wiener. He'll be pinch running for Ethan Vogt.
So Derek Wiener. How'd you like to be on this El Rosa team? Because you got A.J. Hadley, who's the manager. But Pat Ilias has managed for so many years. Matt Mittendorf has managed Babe Ruth teams and Legion teams. And he's a good manager. And then you got Ethan Vogt and Aaron Vogt, who both played college baseball. They're great managers, and Pat Ilias shows bunt, pulls back, and high for a ball, 1-0.
A lot of brain thrust there.
Absolutely.
And it's good. You know, they all converted over here in the third baseline what they wanted to do.
Came to a consensus what to do, yeah.
And I think Pat's there to sacrifice.
Here's the pitch from Byer, and a strike called in 1-1. Ooh, Ilias taking a strike. One ball, one strike. So Wiener, the base runner, over at second. Kevin Kiefler at first. 2-0, Regal leads, bottom of the seventh inning. Ilias puts a bunt down, and it's going to go foul. And the count now, one ball, two strikes to Pat Ilias.
That's tough. Got to get that bunt down, don't you?
1-2 the count.
Not saying he can't now with two strikes on him. I've seen a lot of managers will call that bunt again here with two strikes.
Chris Byer is in on the grass over at first. See, Pat just tries to tap on the ground. There's that pickoff play at second and very close as Wiener gets back. But Jordan Byer kind of a little wraparound tag on Wiener, and Jordan ends up tumbling on the ground.
Kind of a dangerous play, isn't it?
One ball, two strikes. Byer ready. Ilias puts a bunt down. It's caught in the air. Byer catches, throws to first, and they get a double play. Chris Byer coming up with maybe the play of the game so far. There was just inches between Chris's glove and the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
And he made that catch coming off the mound. Wow.
Bad bunt by Pat Ilias. He kind of line-drived it. But in the same token, you still got a hole to make sure that bunt is down. Correct?
That's right. That's right. It's a sacrifice. Yeah.
Big play by Chris Byer.
So a double play. Wiener, the base runner, at second. And A.J. Hadley at the plate. He swings and a foul to the backstop net. And 0-1 to Hadley. So two outs for the Saints. Here's Chris Byers' pitch, and Hadley drills it to right field, a base hit. Karsh comes up with a clean lead. Oh, his throw is way off the mark, and that's going to go to the backstop. And coming across to score is Wiener, who was held at third.
Wow.
And I don't know what Blake Karsh was looking at, if he was looking at one of his other players.
Oh, my. He just airmailed that. There was nobody there.
It didn't get close to home. It was like 15, 20 feet off the mark to first base dugout side.
Wow.
Wiener was holding at third base.
Yeah.
So now Hadley.
I thought he was going to make a play on Hadley at first base over here, the right fielder, Blake Karsh, because he come up like he was going to make that throw to first, and he just let her fly, and it didn't hit anybody.
And maybe that's what he was doing, Don.
Well, and he was off on both.
He was off on both, yeah. Interesting. Now Chris Beyer out to have a word with Nathan Beyer and Josh Beyer. So a base hit for Hadley. A.J. 2-for-2 in the game.
So I seen A.J. He was really hustling down the line.
We got a yeah.
Because he hit the ball hard.
2-1 our score now, and here comes James Kiefler to the plate. James got a little pop in that bat of his.
Yes, he does.
He's got 5 home runs on the year. Here's the pitch. Kiefler takes a strike call in 0-1. Nivald's one strike. A.J. Hadley leads from second here in the seventh. Chris Beyer delivers, and Kiefler swings and misses strike two. Oh, to the count. Yes, it is. Kiefler will lay off the high fastball. And now 1-2. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for Regal. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. So it should be 1 error for El Rosa. Okay. 1 error apiece. James Kiefler fouling that pitch off. Kiefler ready again at the plate. The count 1-2. Hadley takes the lead. Now Chris Beyer will step off the rubber. Boy, that Chris Beyer looks even bigger now.
Yes, it
does. He got the double play. And Kiefler swings and misses over the top of that pitch. He is out on strikes, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the seventh. 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 error and 1 left on base. We played 7, Regal 2, El Rosa 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM. The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Jordan Beyer will lead it off here in the eighth inning against Ethan Boat. Jordan takes a strike call and now tries to drag a bunt. And he is down in the count, 0-2. Jordan Beyer was at the plate last inning when Rademacher was caught stealing. There's the pitch low and inside, and the count 1-2. 1-2 the count. And a swing and a miss. Jordan Beyer out on strikes. Ethan Vogt starting to add to his strikeout count. Six in the game so far for Ethan Vogt, and Nathan Meyer takes the pitch high from Ethan. Ball one.
Night so far tonight. See if we can get something started there.
0 for 1, a couple walks tonight. Here's a bouncer down the third baseline, and Austin Hadley tries to backhand that one, and he got handcuffed on it, and safe at first is Nathan Meyer.
It must have been right on the line, wasn't it?
It was right on the line, and Hadley handcuffed there. They're going to give him a hit on the play, so Nathan Meyer, recipient of a hit, so he's been on base three out of four times tonight. And here comes Chris Beyer to the plate. Chris, one for three tonight, had a double in his last at bat. 2-1, Regal leading, top of the eighth inning. And Beyer chases that high pitch from Ethan Vogt. Strike one.
He wanted that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. 0-1 the count. Beyer drills it to second. Schmidt's up with it. Flips to Mettendorf for one. The relay to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. That'll do it for Regal here in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. 7.5, Regal 2, El Rosa 1. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
If you're driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Backed by years of experience, Leo will give your vehicle that showroom finish. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, we got a lot of fans in the stands tonight here at Schlaper Brothers Field, and I saw Keith Hemish was here earlier. Kurt Hemish is here. Tom the Butcher Schrader is
Tom
here.
Tom the Butcher is here.
Yep, and Tom the Butcher is here tonight. So if you're missing those people, that's where they are. They're at the ball game tonight watching baseball here in Farming.
And you know what, Tom? He can be anywhere, can he?
He can. I saw him walking his grandson around earlier. So, all right, Don, we're going to head to the bottom of the eighth inning, a 2-1 game, and just what we expected tonight. These two teams, when they play, you've always got good ball games. As Chris Beyer has gone the distance so far for Regal, delivers low and inside to Matt Mettendorf, and the count 1-0. It'll be Mettendorf, Schmitz, Cody Eichers, the 1-2-3 hitters for the El Rosa Saints, and Beyer missing just a little low to Matt Mettendorf in the count 2-0.
Well, you watch Mitty up there at the plate. He was watching that pitch all the way, and he's talking to himself. Looked a little low, looked a little low, and then he keeps talking to himself again on the next pitch.
Chris Beyer's worked the knees the last two pitches, yes, and has. I know home plate umpire likes that higher strike, and Mettendorf will walk four straight, ball four. Chris Beyer thought pitch two and pitch three, he maybe had strikes at the knees. Tim Beyer just positioning his fielders a little bit here for Matt Schmitz now. So Mittendorf's been on base three out of four times tonight. He's 2 for 3.
Second baseman, Matt Schmitz.
And Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt's 0 for 3 tonight. Two strikeouts for Matt. And a pop-up to the catcher. Shows bunt. Pulls back. Pitches outside a ball and 1-0. Five straight by Chris Beyer.
Nobody warming up in the Regal bullpen right now.
2-1 our score, bottom of the eighth inning, Regal leading. Schmitz will take a strike called and 1-1. There is proof that home plate umpire likes that higher strike.
Yes, he does. That was a hard pitch to bunt, wasn't it?
It was. It was up by the letters, that for sure. Schmitz will put a bunt down, but it's foul, and the count now 1-2. Either you're good at bunting or you're bad at bunting. You know, that's what I've seen. It's you're not mediocre.
No,
you're either
not.
Good or bad.
Yes, you are. You're absolutely right. And it's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's you get a little practice. I think if you practice that once or twice a year, you should be able, able to do it.
Yeah. 1-2, Schmitz swings away. Popper back to Beyer on the mound. He'll throw to second for one. Beyer's relay to first in time.
Yes.
A 1-6-3 double play. Wow, what a play by Chris Beyer to start that.
So now you're looking
twin killing.
With a successful bunt here, you're looking at a runner at second base.
And one
out.
And
if you're Regal, you're going to probably pitch very carefully to Cody Akers.
Exactly. Cody's 0 for 2 tonight, 2 strikeouts, but that bat of Cody's can always hit a ball out of the park. Here's a long fly ball down the left field line, giving chase and making the catch for the out in left field. It's Shane Rademacher. He goes a long way, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 8 in the books, Regal 2, El Rosa 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com. It's the favorite every year, the annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. Feast on juicy grilled pork chops and baked pork chops along with sweet corn and all the fixings. And don't forget about homemade breads and the full salad bar. Don't miss it. The annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. You won't want to miss this one.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the ninth inning, 2-1, Regal leading El Rosa here in our first game of Region 15C baseball this year, and what an awesome game it's been so far. Nathan Beyer will lead it off. Ethan Beyer, Josh Beyer, and Blake Karsh facing Ethan Vogt, who's gone the distance so far, and a swing and a miss by Beyer, strike one. 0-1 the count to Nathan Beyer.
Good pitcher's duel here tonight, Randy. It's
it has
fun to watch, isn't it?
Beyer will take a strike on the inside corner, and 0-2.
Both pitchers pitching really well. It's the little mistakes that are costing here and there, but other than that, been a well-played game.
And just outside to Nathan Beyer, the count 1-2. 1-2. Here's Ethan Vogt's pitch. A ground ball foul down the first baseline. Ilias will field it in foul territory. Count stays 1-2.
I just remember one of my high school coaches always says, execution. You got to do the plays and put the plays and do it right.
Ball and 2 strikes as Beyer fouls this one back and over our heads. Is that another job for Leo?
That's got to be close.
It might be a bumper job.
Taillight.
Taillight, okay. For Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming as Ethan Vogt delivers high for a ball and 2-2. 60 degrees currently in Albany, 10 minutes in front of the hour of 10 o'clock here on a Friday night. And just missing with a changeup outside, and the count full 3-2.
This is about as nice a night as you want to have for a baseball game, isn't it?
I agree, yeah. 3-2, fouled back and out of play by Nathan Beyer. That might be another job for Leo. Is Nathan Beyer making Leo and Jolene work tonight?
You might have to stay open late tomorrow.
3-2, the count to Beyer. Nobody out as he leads it off, and he'll drive it to center field. Coming in and making that catch is Kevin Kiefler for the out. Actually, for the El Rosa Saints, I take it back. Ethan Vogt had 5 home runs for El Rosa this year, and James Kiefler 4. So, yeah. Here's Josh Beyer at the plate with one out and no one on for Regal. Beyer looking to help his team out with a little insurance here. And the first pitch, a called strike to Josh Beyer, and 0-1. Twins leading after 7, 8-3 over the Texas Rangers. And Beyer will pop this one up over by the first base dugout. Cody Eichers giving chase. Cody dives for it right by the dugout and cannot make the catch. I think Cody looked up into that light right off the bat and did a little bit of a dance over to that baseball. That is a tough catch. I don't care. If you got a catcher and you got to whip that mask off and then you got to look up into the sky.
Yeah, he had some trouble with that right off the bat. So,
believe it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes to Josh Beyer. And he'll pop this one up, shallow right field. Back on the grass is Schmitz at second. He'll make the catch for the out. So quickly, 2 outs. And here comes Blake Karsh to the plate. Ethan Vogt has pitched just so good tonight, giving up just 4 hits. Has struck out 6. Blake Karsh on the evening is 0-2 with a walk. He's choked up in his bat now about an inch, and he'll follow this one back and over our heads in the count 1-1. Ball and a strike to Karsh. Ready his boat, his pitch. Inside a ball and 2-1. Don, how many people are here yet? 423?
I don't think anybody left.
No, I don't think so either. There's a strike
call.
Might
be a couple more coming yet.
And 2-2. Dan Ray had said, too, there might be close to 100 volunteers here tonight, too, with all the kids and workers. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Karsh is out on strikes. And that will do it for the Regal Eagles in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Regal 2, El Rosa 1. Back in a minute here on KASM.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-1. Regal leading El Rosa. Austin Hadley takes a strike called from Chris Beyer in 0-1. It'll be Hadley, the cleanup hitter, Ethan Vogt, the 5, and Kevin Kiefler, the 6 hitter, as Hadley swings and misses at Byers pitch, 0-2. And I don't know what, Chris, if that is a slider too or what it is, but Hadley fooled by it.
That was one heck of a pitch, wasn't it?
It just kept moving away from him. Yeah.
Chris Byers getting stronger here, I think, isn't he, Randy?
Yes, he is. Ever since Regal scored those two runs and he delivers high for a ball, that fastball pops the mitt of Dangerud in 1-2. Two runs, four hits, and an error for Regal. One run, five hits, two errors for El Rosa. Hadley pulls up on a high fastball, and it fouls off the bat. It just catches the bat a little bit. That would have been ball two.
Yes, it would have been. Come off them bricks back here around the home plate area.
One ball, two strikes. Here's Byers pitch. High ball two, 2-2.
Whoa.
Two outs, two strikes. Throw from Dangerud gets by Chris Byers. It's a couple times tonight Dangerud, he's one-hopped one to his pitcher, and now he threw it by him again. But maybe it works for Chris here, gives him a little breather. 2-2 the count, and Austin Hadley pops this one up. Shallow left center field, Jordan Byers out on the grass. From short, makes the catch for the out.
Boy, did you see Hadley hustling?
Was he almost a second?
He was halfway there already.
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Jordan Byers, too, though, getting back of that ball so well. Here comes Ethan Bolt to the plate. Five home runs for Ethan so far this year for the Rosa Saints. You got to think that Ethan might be swinging hard here. 2-1, Regal with the lead, and missing high is Chris Byers, and 1-0.
Looking for that inside pitch that he can hit down the line.
The 1-0 pitch, and Bolt swings and misses strike one. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Chris Byers' pitch. There's strike two called, and 1-2.
Wow. Nice pitch by Chris Byers. Outside corner, keeping it away from Ethan. I think that's a smart move.
Ball and two strikes. Byers' pitch, and Bolt swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Wow. Chris is just raring back and firing. He mixes that slider in or whatever, that curveball a couple times here, and just brings that fastball in the outside corner.
Here's Kevin Kiefler at the plate, and the first pitch to Kevin Kiefler, a strike called, 0-1 to Kiefler. Kevin so far tonight, 0-2. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. The El Rosa Saints down to their final out here in the ninth. Byers pitching. Kiefler drives this one to left field. This one is back. Rademacher going back. Can't get it. It's going to roll up by the 350 sign, and Kiefler pulling into second base with a stand-up double.
Oh, he got a piece of that one.
So by the deepest part of the park, that 350 sign out in left center field, Kevin Kiefler rolled one up to the fence. And so now it's going to put the tying run at second, and it brings the veteran Pat Ilias to the plate. And yikes. And now Tim Byers is going to hop out of the dugout, too, after his infielders meeting, and now he'll go back. You know, that I think John Garrett's was saying that that is going to be a visit. He's going to count that as a visit because Tim Byers crossed the line coming out. So if Tim has to come out again, it's going to be a pitching change.
Yes, it will be.
So.
Oh, he come running out there and crossed the line, and he stopped and turned around and went back.
Yeah. Here's Pat Ilias. He'll drive it to right field down the line. Karsh going by the line. They can't see it. As she, you could tell he wasn't real sure of it right off the bat. Karsh giving chase, Nathan Byers giving chase way down that right field line, and it falls between the guys.
That's not good. With Pat Ilias on the plate here, you want to get an out when you got a chance with Pat, don't you?
That's a long strike,
yes,
that's for sure.
Is.
On deck, A.J. Hadley. 0-1 the count to Ilias. Kiefler at second. Chris Byers pitch. High for a ball. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Chris Beyer works from the stretch. And Ilias drives it to right field. This one's back by the fence. It's a walk-off. Walk-off two-run blast.
Oh, my God.
And El Rosa's going to win this one in the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-2. Pat Ilias.
Wow.
With the home run, and El Rosa wins it in dramatic fashion. A double by Kiefler and a walk-off two-run blast by Pat Ilias.
Holy mackerel, anyhow, huh?
Woo. Yikes. For El Rosa in the ninth, two runs, two hits, no errors, and no one left on. Your final score tonight, El Rosa 3, Regal 2. We're going to be back in a minute here on KASM.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We're back. We're back on KASM. Hey, Travis, if we haven't done a station ID, let's take that station ID right now, too. How's that?
And now, from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, I tell you what, Don, the people are still buzzing here. What an exciting finish to our ball game tonight.
The kids are just picking up the home run ball out there that Pat Ilias hit here in the bottom of the ninth inning. With Kiefler hitting a double with two outs, Pat Ilias gets a pop-up foul ball down the right field line that they couldn't get to, or I don't know if it was a possibility of a catch, and we both kind of looked at each other. You better get that out when you got a chance with Pat.
You don't want to give him too many chances.
He's a veteran, and he's come up big in a lot of games for El Rosa.
So, the line score in our ball game tonight, Don.
Okay, for the Regal Eagles tonight, they had two runs on four hits. They committed one error and left five on base. For the El Rosa Saints, three runs, seven hits, one error, and they left five on base. So your final tonight, 3-2 El Rosa, and they will advance till tomorrow night in that winner's bracket.
Right here in Farming at 8 o'clock. The winning pitcher tonight, Ethan Vogt, and he pitched well enough to win, giving up just four.
Yes, he only gave up four hits.
Four hits tonight, the two runs on four hits. And the loss will go, a tough luck loss for Chris Beyer, who pitched so well.
Oh, yes, he did.
So well throughout this whole ball game tonight. You know, Pat Ilias went 1-for-4, but, you know, oftentimes 1-for-4 with that one being a home run, two RBIs in a low-scoring ball game, that's enough.
That's all it takes, doesn't it, Randy?
That's all it takes.
And it's just huge. You got to feel so good for Pat, too. You know, he's a veteran playing into his 40s here, and it goes to prove you can be 40-some years old and still be a great ball player in the shape. You tell it, can't you?
And what do you think it's like for for him as a dad to have his son on the ball team, just being part of this. This is really cool for his son, I'm sure, too.
Yes, it is. And, you know, you watch your dad play like that, you know, and it gives you the sense as your son, you know, to keep coming up and trying to be as good and to take care of yourself like Pat has.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So your hats off to El Rosa for never say die. You know, that's the way you play the game.
So 3-2 tonight, El Rosa the winner over Regal. Don, El Rosa plays tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Regal with the loss tonight.
They play in Farming tomorrow night.
In Farming, yes. El Rosa does. So the loser of game number one, they will play on Sunday at 1:30. Sunday at 1:30, that will be an elimination game. Regal will be in that ball game on Sunday at 1:30. Wow. Just exciting stuff here tonight. We're going to name our Albany A&W player of the game tonight, and I don't think it's going to take us very long to decide.
I don't think so either. I think somebody's going to be eating at the A&W.
A&W in either Albany or Richmond, and that's going to go to Pat Ilias tonight. Congratulations, Pat, on our Player of the Game award, and you're also going to get a Chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department. So, Mr. Ilias, wear that proudly tonight. You don't get those moments very often in a baseball career. Pat maybe has had above his share of those moments, but still, it's got to be fun for him doing that.
It's got to be great. You know, you watch both teams play tonight, Randy. It was a great ball game played by both teams, and it's tough to lose a game like that, but somebody's got to lose, and you got to take your hats off to Regal. They played a heck of a ball game, and what else can you say?
Yeah,
it comes down to that. Chris makes a mistake there against Pat Ilias, and Pat doesn't miss it.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss it.
Yeah. It's.
How often do you
I still got
like?
I got goosebumps yet. This is pretty cool. Pretty cool, and, I mean, hats off to Regal. They played a whale of a ball game tonight. We got to thank our participants tonight from all over the country who played with us tonight, joined our broadcast from San Diego and from down in Kansas and from up in Alaska tonight and over in Painesville and Richmond and Luxembourg tonight. Thanks for being part of our broadcast.
Yeah, Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas, yeah. And North Pole, Alaska.
Thank you, Jim,
for listening up there. So I don't know who you folks were following. You're maybe hooting and hollering like we are. You're maybe...
probably having an ice cream.
There you go.
Yeah,
but thanks for joining us tonight out there. Thanks again to everybody who is part of our Region 15C broadcast. Tomorrow, Don, we're going to have three games starting at 11 o'clock. Richmond in Meyer Grove.
Correct.
And then at 1:30.
It'll be New London Spicer in Lake Henry. And at 4 o'clock, it'll be St. Martin in New Munich. And then we'll have a game back here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. El Rosa.
El Rosa will be part of it.
El Rosa will be one of the teams.
The other.
And it'll be either New London Spicer or Lake Henry.
Or it will be actually, Richmond or Meyer Grove?
Tomorrow night, yes.
Yes, either Richmond or Meyer Grove. One of those two teams will join El Rosa tomorrow night. So we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. It'll be fun. Be fun. You might be worn out after four games tomorrow. I don't know.
I might be.
We got to thank Travis for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. To all our great sponsors, I got to give shouts out to them too tonight. The Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill over in New Munich, Ecker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, B&S Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Corky's Bar over in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, the State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, the Greenwald Pub, and Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Farming. Tell you what, these two teams set the bar high for the upcoming games in Region 15C. And you know what? I don't think they're going to let us down. I think we're in for more great baseball tomorrow.
I think we are too, Randy. We've got three great games coming up tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing them.
All right. Very good. We're going to wrap it up again. Congratulations to Al Rosa, a 3-2 winner over Regal tonight. These games will be archived sometime next week, so they'll be up on our webpage, mychasm.com. Mychasm.com. Look for the archived ball games there. Travis, you can go shut that game down when we wrap it up from Al Rosa, or actually from Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night.